Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to the third?
The third
annual. Annual?
Yeah, every 50 eps. It's been like just shy of 3 years. Whatever.
Welcome to the third annual Legogies.
Legogies / Legarias. What? Leguizarias. Yeah.
Yeah. But Legogies.
Yeah.
The night of nights. We didn't think.
Welcome us to the stage.
Please welcome to the stage your hosts for this evening. From Mission Zach's Leguizamarama and a failed fresh bud.
Go on.
A failed fresh bud thing. It's Mish and Zach.
Peace. I hate the word.
I got one leg and a fucking chicken. I'm gonna put a little cornstarch on my werewolf, man. Luigi Mario!
Fuck, that's funny!
Hi, and welcome to the Legogies. The Legogies celebrates a year of not of watching John Leguizamo content.
John Leguizamo has been many things over the years, and we've watched all of them, almost. And we're here to discuss our most recent 50 watched things.
This year has seen highs and lows.
We've seen baby legs.
We've seen daddy legs.
And we've seen sexy Luigi.
Here to present the first award for the Leguizamos.
Leguigogies.
Leguigogies.
Yeah, Leguigogies.
Leguigogies?
Legogies. Which one's better?
Legogies. I thought it was Legogies because it just takes the G from Logies. But Leguagogies is kind of got a ring to it.
Basically, the reason that we're here tonight at the Night of Nights, the Legogies, is because we want to give out some awards because we've sat through 50 things that John Leguizamo has been in and we want to talk about those 50 things. Now, we've done Leguizarias.
But Mish insisted that we call this one the Legogies.
So that's what we're bloody doing this time. So these are just some awards based on the most recent 50 episodes of Mission Zach's Leguizamarama. If you haven't listened to any of them, spoiler warning, go back and listen to the last 50 eps and then you'll be up to date with what we're on about.
But you don't have to. We'll catch up. And now to present the first award, you know her from... what have you done recently?
Not much, unfortunately.
Just what's something you filmed?
What is something I filmed?
You know her.
I did a TikTok where I selected my favorite drag queens.
You know her from a TikTok where she selected her favorite drag queens.
And also if you could just go and give that a like. It's so low on the likes. So if you're listening, can you jump onto my TikTok and go and give that video a like? Thank you very much.
And you know him from...
Netflix.
Netflix.
It's the same. We're the same.
It's Mish and Zach. Woo!
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us, Mish and Zach.
Mish, I'm a character actor, but I have to say I get mighty jealous of John Leguizamo.
Same. Okay.
We got to do like an award ceremony joke, you know, a bit of banter.
Yeah.
I get mighty jealous of John Leguizamo.
I hear that, Zach, but why? Why do you get jealous of John Leguizamo?
He's played so many characters. young John Leguizamo, sexy John Leguizamo, daddy John Leguizamo, not to mention the characters he plays in his films.
Yeah. Okay, so award number one. This is the One Scene Wonder Award for best itty-bitty role in a movie, commercial, TV show, or some else shit like that.
I got to say, before we... Oh, no, we'll do this and then I'll say when I come back out as the real host, because we're just temporary
hosts.
Yeah,
we're temporary hosts.
We're just like The Rock and...
Jennifer Aniston.
Yep.
Okay, so the nominees for the One Scene Wonder Award are Meadowland, Nancy, and The Power Season 1, Episode 1. Now, the reason we selected these is because these are all things that definitely featured John Leguizamo, but far less than we wanted.
The One Scene Wonder Award goes to the scene that has the most impact with one scene or more.
Sure. Yeah, because at the end of the day, these nominees, they're all worthy of the award, right? But this one was the most shocking, had the biggest impact, like you said, and just had us dribbling for more. Mm. And the winner of the One Scene Wonder Award for best itty-bitty role in a movie, commercial, TV show, or some else shit like that is The Power Season 1, Episode 1.
Woo!
The reason it won is because he was in it for 1.5 seconds at the start of the episode, and we had just sat down to start watching this series that we had been wanting to watch for so long, and he wasn't in it really.
John Leguizamo could not be here to accept his award. Accepting his award in his place is Zachary Rowain.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks so much. John couldn't be here because we don't know him. when I first heard that Mish had set up these nominees, I was really thrilled, and I thought he had a really good chance. It was a big moment. You know, you can go back to the podcast to hear why this one was so special, but it felt like they put him in because he was a selling point and he wasn't coming into a later episode. Yeah. It was a great moment for Leguizamo fans. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Mish and Zach. And now our next presenters.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, are we now the real presenters?
Well, yeah.
Oh, because we're playing, but are we now the Billy Crystal?
Yeah. The Billy Crystal, yeah. the James Franco.
James Franco and
Anne Hathaway.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. Thanks so much, Mish and Zach.
Thank you, Mish and Zach.
And I just want to say a quick thank you. People see the people on the stage, but they don't know how much goes on behind the scenes. I just want to say a huge thank you, Mish Wittrup, who you might not know. Mish Wittrup put together all of this because I was busy.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote all of the nominations. She picked all of the nominees. She thought of all the awards. So I just want to say a big thank you to Mish Wittrup, executive producer of the Legogies.
Yeah, thank you. Also, at this point, I would like to thank all the people who assisted Mish Wittrup in creating these awards, in particular to Zachary Rowain, who was busy, quite busy this last week when the awards were being created, but he was always available via text. So,
oh, wow, that's lovely to credit Zach, but, I mean, I'll take it.
and
that's why I'm an executive producer on shit.
And now to throw to our next presenters, it's Mish and Zach from Mish and Zach's Leguizamarama.
Woo! Mish, you go do some banter.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay. Cartoons, animation, you know? It's amazing how something that's just so obviously not real can touch us so deeply in our hearts.
From Walt Disney to the work of Pixar Studios. For over 100 years, animation has moved and enthralled not just families, but also adults and like horny people with that like manga stuff.
Yeah, that real like tentacle stuff. Nice.
And then we go explain what the award is.
Okay, this award is I'm doing that.
Yeah.
This award is called the Hilary Duff Raise Your Voice Award for Best Johnny Legs Voice Acting Work in something he's been in the last 50 episodes of Mission Zach's Leguizamarama.
Many people even us two, 3 years ago knew John Leguizamo as a great character actor. But what we were soon to discover was that he has a rich and abundant history as a voice artist.
Yeah, and when we say rich and abundant, we mean a fuck ton of things that he's done the voice for. In a lot of projects where he probably had 4 hours spare that day and took on the job.
And the nominees are?
Puss in Boots.
It's a shame we're not playing a little clip.
Yeah, I know.
Do you want me to, like, pretend?
Nah.
I could just do like a clip.
No, I don't want you to do that.
No,
because it'll take so long.
No, I'll show you how short I'm thinking.
Okay, we'll start at the nominees. Puss in Boots.
Hey, I'm a puss in boots.
Okay. Batman the Audio Adventures.
Get over here, Batman.
You're good. This is good, Stuck, actually. I take back what I said. American Dad.
Hey, I'm American and I'm a dad.
Yeah. And Animals.
Woof, woof, I'm a dog.
Very good.
Do you like the sound?
Yeah,
of
that
it?
Was really good.
Yeah,
nice.
See, you know what I was talking about.
And here to present the award.
Is us. We're presenting
the Hillary.
It.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to read the award. The award is for Batman the Audio Adventures. John Leguizamo couldn't be here tonight because it would be fucked if we had the opportunity to bring him onto the podcast, and this is what we chose. So to accept the award is Mish Wittrup. Hi, I'm Mish. I'm pleased to receive this award on behalf of John Leguizamo in Batman the Audio Adventures. When we started listening to that particular podcast, we didn't know that it would take up so much time in our lives listening to something that neither of us have too much investment in. But he was in it lots, and he did some good voice stuff. So thank you so much.
The Legogies will return after this short break. Hey. Oh, well, let's maybe make that the ad break. No, is it too early? Oh,
no, that's perfect. That's great.
Yeah, 11 minutes. Yeah, that's the ad break.
All right, wait. Here's the ad.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to the third annual Legogies. Please welcome to the stage from Some Mothers Do Have Them, Mish Wittrup, and from Neighbours, it's Margot Robbie. Hi. What's this award for?
This is the next award is the Peter Sarsgaard Award.
Just tell me quietly.
Peter Sarsgaard Award.
Oh, yeah. John Leguizamo is a fantastic character actor. He brings a bit of himself to every role, but even he can't compete with the next actor.
When we first began our adventures in Leguizamo-rama podcast universe, we realised, wow, he really likes to work with some of the same people over and over again. And for a while there, we thought it would always be Rosie Perez. She was in so much shit that he's been in, and we watched all of those in the first half of our podcast. But over the last 50 episodes, the last year of Mission Zach's Leguizamo-rama, we've discovered just how much he seems to work with Peter Sarsgaard.
The Peter Sarsgaard Award honours the actors that bring the spirit of Peter Sarsgaard into their parts. No.
It's always Peter Sarsgaard, because we've also discovered that no one can really Sarsgaard like Sarsgaard.
No.
Okay,
and the nominees are
Experimenter.
Yeah, Peter Sarsgaard.
Empire.
Oh, Peter Sarsgaard.
The Survivor.
Yeah, Peter Sarsgaard.
Okay, and the winner is?
Which one? You do it.
You want me to do
it? Oh, yeah, but imagine we're like, that was as much as that was a real fumble, imagine that was like a real fumble.
Fumble.
Yeah.
And the winner is Empire. John Leguizamo or Peter Sarsgaard.
Peter Sarsgaard.
Peter Sarsgaard couldn't be here tonight to accept this award because he's busy and probably hanging out with Maggie. To receive the award is...
me, I'll take it.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Is Melbourne's own Zachary Thomas Ruane.
Now, I'm walking up from the aisle now, so as mm-hmm. I do that...
And I'm at the end, let's just say I'm Tom Cruise and I'm helping you up the stairs.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That you don't trip on your
Hugh
train.
Like Jackman did with... Yeah. But as that's happening, I'm going to do the... This is Peter Sarsgaard's first nomination and first win for the Peter Sarsgaard Award. Peter Sarsgaard has starred in over 3 movies with John Leguizamo. Wow. I've never met Peter Sarsgaard. I remember on a podcast recently I described him as a thinking man's Edward Norton, and I'll hold to that. I really like Peter Sarsgaard. He's got a real cool vibe to him. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fuck wow. Yeah. Now, so much fun.
And now we're going to play a song from one of John Leguizamo's films that's not nominated for anything, but there's music at the most award
there
shows.
There was a man,
a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far. Very far over land and sea. That'll do. Okay. Please welcome Mission Zach to present the next award.
Hi. Wait a second, Mish. Hmm? What are you doing dressed up as Tybalt from Romeo and Juliet?
Well, hey, I thought we were at the John Leguizamo Awards. Did you not get the memo about costume?
Mish, it's the Legogies, not the John Leguizamo costume party.
Oh, man. Okay.
That was us doing some James Corden type bent. Yeah.
Okay, so the next award is the Fist Pump the Sky Award for the most exciting moment in our last 50 episodes of the pod.
There have been many exciting moments in the... choked on my spit a bit there. There have been so many exciting moments in the Leguizamo-rama podcast.
A lot of you might think, hey, exciting? Don't you always rock up really tired and underprepared? Mm. Yeah.
But somehow in the tightly scripted show, moments of true excitement get through. The nominees for Fist Pump, whatever the fuck that was, are.
Sorry, Tom, cut this out. I've got to find it. Hold on.
No, keep it, Tom. This is good. This is real. This is raw.
Hold on.
You lose the note.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right,
I do think Tom should keep that. That had a good vibe to it.
That was awful. I lost my shit. Okay. The Fist Pump the Sky Award for most exciting moment in our last 50 episodes of the pod, and here are the nominees. The and Bill in the menu.
Wow. And John Leguizamo.
Seeing his sick New York home office in Scene with Nick Barilli.
Hi, welcome to Scene with Nick Barilli.
When we found out that John Leguizamo was playing alongside Toni Collette as a couple in The Amazon's The Power.
Hey, Zach, did you see this? He's playing a couple with Toni Collette. I can't wait to do this one.
That Dougie Baldwin, who was on our podcast, has actually worked with Kathy Bates.
Don't worry, Mish. This is a clip from before the podcast. Don't worry, Mish. I'll ease into the Kathy Bates thing subtly.
Oh, fuck.
Wow,
there's some good nominees. And the winner is...
La La Land.
Wow. Thank you so much for this award. It's
wait.
Like, wait
no.
a second. Hold on. No.
No.
It's midnight. No, it's not. We didn't win. We didn't win.
We didn't win.
It's midnight.
It's midnight.
The winner is actually the and Bill in the menu. Unfortunately, the and can't be here to accept the award, but to accept the award is Mish Witra. We were so excited when we saw the Anvil in the menu. It was one of the first times we've seen it, and as true Leguizamo fans, I should say, we've been waiting for that because, yeah, first billing is important for a Johnny Legs fan, but there's nothing quite punches the gut like an Anvil, and it was such a powerful one.
I've been
this is Zach, by the way. He's joined me.
Hey. I've been waiting for the end. I think John Leguizamo is better than a John Leguizamo first build. I think that's like rich. And John
Leguizamo.
At this
point, security's coming in to take you off.
It's rich and warm.
So yeah, that was that award. Thank you.
Thank you.
Look, we're presenting two awards, Zach.
What?
Yeah, you and me, we're presenting two.
Why are we presenting two?
Well, sometimes that happens. People present two.
I worry, Mish. How far in are we?
I think we've got three more.
And how many have we done?
We've got four more. Wait, hold on. How many have we done? One, two, three, four. One, two, three. And we've got four more to go.
Oh, we're halfway.
We've got five more to go.
Okay. I was worried we were going too fast, but this is right on track.
How far into the pod are we?
About halfway.
All right, sick.
Yeah, great. It felt a little...
Are we going to keep that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I think surely it's in the in-betweens. It's in the us losing the vibe that this podcast will find its voice. Mm. Otherwise, it'll get a little repetitive. You know, these little interactions, these are what make of this podcast.
That's true. I have a feel like, are people still on board?
With what?
This episode, do you reckon?
If we just make sure we have little interjections, a little bit of flavour, that we're not just ramming through the awards.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Well, I mean, the next one I'm about to read out is definitely worthy of discussion.
Yeah.
If you wanted to change this entire format completely. And
let's keep it going, but then let's just, you know, mix it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so keep going with exactly what we're doing, but mix it up.
But keep mixing it up.
Okay.
Okay. You understand?
Sure.
Just like, this is good. Now let's get back into it.
All right, here we go.
The next award is from Tony Hawk Pro Skater, Tony Hawk, and from Beck. It's Beck. Hi, I'm Tony Hawk, and I know action when I see it.
I'm Beck. Thanks for having me here tonight. This is the award for the Oh, I Know Them award for best performer in one of his films that we didn't expect to see, but we were really chuffed when we did. By films, I mean also commercials and television shows and shit like that. Yeah.
John Leguizamo is an exciting, riveting performer, but there's nothing more exciting than when he pops up when he used to pop up in a movie that we didn't know he was in. Mm. That's happening less and less now because we've watched everything he's in.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised when he's not in something now.
Yeah, now I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, I'm just watching this for pleasure.
Yeah.
But that feeling doesn't go away because now it's transferred to other actors.
Yeah.
The Oh, That Guy Award, is that what it's called?
Yeah. Oh, I Know That. Wait, the Oh, I Know Them Award.
The Oh, I Know Them Award celebrates not just John Leguizamo's films, but also the spirit of John Leguizamo.
Yeah.
The nominees are?
Giovanni Ribisi in Meadowland.
Hey, you want to try some heroin?
Seth Meyers in Batman, The Audio Adventures.
Hey, Batman, it's me, Seth Meyers.
Debbie Reynolds in One for the Money.
What did she do?
She'd been in Singing in the Rain.
Yeah, but what did she do in One for the Money?
She was a grandmum. Grandmother with a gun.
Ah, I got a gun.
Sherry Shepherd in One for the Money. She was a sex worker.
Hey.
And Lin-Manuel Miranda in Flatbush Zombies Vacation, the movie.
Yeah, but da 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 da.
Remarkably good.
Thank you.
Genuinely, that was remarkably good.
That's him doing a rap.
Have you practiced that before?
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
I practice my Lin-Manuel every day.
That was very... If you worked on it, like, it's not perfect, but if you worked on it, I feel like you
like
could...
Like a gibberish Manuel.
I feel
joke.
Like you
That's
could...
a good bit.
It is a good bit.
To
I feel like you could...
a gibberish Manuel.
I feel like you would be able to pull that off really, really
Maybe
well.
Maybe in a comedy room.
Yeah, so it's worth noting that the Academy spent a long time on this award. Trying to figure out the winner. And by the Academy, I mean Mission Zach. Mm. So this one isn't a clear front runner, but we both agree that it's a winner.
Mm.
And the winner of the Oh, I Know Them award goes to Seth Meyers in Batman, The Audio Adventures.
With Descent published by Zachary Ruane. You can read that in the court notes after this.
And Seth Meyers couldn't be here
to
accept this award. Because he doesn't live in Melbourne and that's where we record. He doesn't know we exist.
He might
know who you are.
He might.
I reckon he would. How fucking... does that?
I don't think he would. Like, that's
does that
such
blow
a
your mind sometimes?
Well, because that's a complete hypothetical. I know that there is a writer on his staff that knows who we are, but I have no idea if they've told him about us.
I saw... a very well-known, iconic Australian comedian at work, one of my jobs last week.
Uh-huh.
And this is an iconic comedian. Has been around since like early 90s. Uh-huh. Phenomenal. And I walked past him at work and he goes, oh, hello, Mish. And I nearly peed my fucking panties.
Yeah.
So Seth Meyers might know who you are.
But that's like, there's no point being like, Gal Gadot might know who you are.
No.
But she might.
Yeah, I know, but that just like blows my mind. Like, but, that's weird.
But like Gal Gadot might know who your mum is. Like she might.
She doesn't. No one knows who my mum is.
But she might. You need evidence. I'm not going to get excited about Seth Meyers might know who I am because...
The chances of Seth Meyers knowing you is much higher than Gal Gadot knowing my mum.
Yes, admittedly.
Yep.
But there's no evidence to back that up.
All right. Yeah, touche. So Seth can't accept the award, so here's Zach to accept.
Seth Meyers known is a late night host and star of Batman the Audio.
He used to do SNL.
He wrote. He was a head writer for SNL.
Mm. Yeah, he was a phenomenal writer for SNL.
Seth couldn't be here today, but he sent me a message because he knows who I am. And he said, Zach, please get that award to me in the mail.
Yeah, sick. The next award is the Friends Forever Award for Best Leguizamo-Rama Guest Moment in one of our episodes.
I just want to say my dissent was for Giovanni Ribisi. I'm writing, you know how Supreme Court judges write dissents if they disagree?
And I want to make it clear that I was on board for Giovanni, but I just feel like the impact of hearing Seth Meyers' voice when there was no like, Seth Meyers is in this episode, I just recognized his voice. I was like, that's Seth Meyers. And then I looked it up. I'm like, that was Seth Meyers. Yeah. Had a bigger impact to me. But Giovanni Ribisi is 100% one of those actors that when he pops up in a movie, because he does do a pop-up, Giovanni pops up, it's like, whoa, it's the Giovanni factor.
There's an alternative universe not far from our own where we're doing a podcast about Giovanni Ribisi.
Mate, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm going to say?
What?
Hunch.
Hunch, pew, 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 pew. The next award.
I've already announced it.
It's us still. Are we just
We're still going through, yeah. All
right. Yeah, like when they do two in a row.
Yeah. The Friends Forever Award for Best Leguizamo-Rama Guest Moment in one of our episodes. Now, we have quite a few friends on this pod.
Mm.
We invite a lot of people. Mm. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience having chats about John Leguizamo with our friends. And this was hard to whittle down. It was hard to whittle down an exact moment because they've all been great. But these are the three nominees. When Michelle Brazier came to talk about a movie she had never seen, Where God Left His Shoes.
I've not seen that film.
When Matt Stewart discovered that we had made him watch a movie that was entirely in Shakespeare language. And when Ben Russell had to watch another fucking Ice Age film.
Ah.
Excellent. Now, The winner of the Friends Forever Award goes to Matt Stewart, when he discovered that we'd made him watch a movie that was entirely in Shakespeare language. It was so funny.
Matt Stewart, this is the first Friends Forever nomination and award for Matt Stewart. Matt Stewart couldn't accept his award. Accepting his award is Zach Ruane.
Oh.
Did I do the last one? It's Mishra Trump.
Oh, fuck. I've known Matt for a few years now. He's a phenomenal podcaster. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Jeez, that was so rude.
That was fucking rude as.
Yeah. Now we should come back on as Mission Zach, like OG host.
Okay. Is everyone having a good night tonight?
Woo! Geez, we knew it was the Legogies, not the Leglongies. Don't worry, only another 5 hours to go.
And I can see so many people here at these awards nights, faces that Hollywood has been loving for years. We've got Mission Zach in the audience.
Oh, we've got Mission Zach over there.
Oh, oh. I see Mission Zach.
To present the next award, please welcome to the stage. He's a bit of a dickhead and she's a bit of a kook. It's Mission Zach. Wow.
Being called a kook.
It's so funny.
It's very funny.
Film, television, advertisements, video games. There are so many art forms that touch our lives every single day.
Yeah. I really like facial hair. I've always enjoyed facial hair.
I didn't know what the award was.
That's fine.
But I thought I covered it really
Yeah,
well.
You did really good, eh?
Yeah.
I like a beard. I've always liked a beard.
I got one. From the beard on Christian Bale before he shaves it off and becomes Batman to the...
Castaway.
To Castaway Beard.
Yeah, what's another famous beard movie? Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus.
To Gandalf the Grey.
Gandalf, big beard.
Beards have been a part of cinematic language for so many years.
And also my pants.
And also Mish's pants.
I like a beard. I've always liked a beard. I often dated men with beards. It was a thing for me.
In more recent years... The beard has transformed from the goatee to the mustache. Facial hair is used in so many different ways to express character.
And I find all of them pretty horny.
Mish finds them horny.
So this is the It's Giving Daddy Award for best John Legs facial hair in a movie and or television show and or podcast, whatever the fuck. And the three nominees are Violent Night, Stubble Goatee. One for the Money, Full Goatee.
Shh. I'm rubbing my beard on the microphone. That's what's happening here.
And The Survivor, where he had a moustache. You're just rubbing it on your chin. That's just your whole beard. Stop it. I didn't like that at all.
It's to create an effect.
Oh, yeah. This is, we've got an award, we've got the winner.
Oh, we've got the winner?
Yeah. The It's Giving Daddy Award goes to The Survivor for the Moustache, which I still support. I think that's the right answer. And because we don't see him do a moustache often, and it was such a lovely moustache, and he really pulled it off.
Don't pick a real person because I'm no good at impressions, but instead of saying I'm, like, just for a game... Can you just say, like, the type of personality, maybe the accent that is accepting the award? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yes. So, unfortunately, John Leguizamo's moustache in The Survivor couldn't be here to accept the award tonight. So, instead, we have the manager of a fruit and veg shop in the 70s from a small Italian town.
Molto bene, grazie, bene, sì, aranciotta rossa, sì.
Okay, I didn't realize. Yeah, that was hard.
What didn't you realize?
That you were going to impersonate them, or else I wouldn't have put them in a different country.
I was a little thrown by that. What did you think I was going to do?
I don't know. I thought that joke would end there.
You just nodded so confidently when I was like, this is what I want you to do.
Yeah, because I thought
I would need to explain it more.
Well, I could have said like a 1980s porn star. What would you have done?
1980s. Hey.
I like to fuck.
I'm the police officer.
Yeah, that's well, that's
got
good.
A big dick.
Yeah, that's good.
Uh-oh.
But maybe these two people
I'm
both.
I'm sorry, these police pants are too tight on my big dick.
These two people.
You're under arrest.
These two people accepting this award are so hot. Okay, thank you so much. All right, now Mission Zach, the hosts are back. Okay, we're down to the nitty gritty now. We're down to our two final awards.
Oh, wow. But before we get to them, here is a sneak peek at what's coming up on Leguizamarama.
We're probably going to watch another series because we've got a lot we've got to get through. So we'd love some suggestions for series he's been in. We've got The Kill Point. We know that he's in that series. House of Buggin, which we're finding really difficult to find at the moment, but we should probably watch that. Bloodline. There's so many. We have to get through a lot of series. So.
A very special guest next week. See if you can guess who it is. A good friend of ours, but a first-time guest on the podcast. Doop, 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 doop. Wow, very exciting stuff. But before we celebrate too much, it's time to remember those...
Oh, no. Are you doing an in memoriam for when John has died?
No. God, no. I'm trying to think. Like, though, every time we watch a thing, that's the last time we're going to talk about it.
Oh, no. I thought of something better than that.
Oh, go. You go.
It's not an in memoriam, but it's like actors we wished have worked with John in the last 50 episodes, but actors that haven't worked with him.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Do you want, which one are we going with, yours or mine?
Your one. Samuel L. Jackson.
Melissa McCarthy. You got one? I've got heaps.
Edward Norton.
That's good. Winona Ryder.
At Whoopi Goldberg.
I was going to say that one. I'm trying to think of one.
Yeah, I've got one. Sir Patrick Stewart.
That's good.
Julianne Moore.
Oh, okay.
I just thought you were, I was just filling until you thought
I'm
what?
Sure he has worked with Julianne Moore. Meg Ryan in the like early 90s, late 80s.
I love Meg Ryan.
Same. You got any more?
Nah, that's good.
Ted Danson. Okay. So the last two awards are the big boys, the big awards. These are the Leguizamarama awards. Now we're giving out two of them this year. We're doing the People's Choice, which was chosen by the people. So this is the award that we put on our Instagram at Mission Zach. We did a process of elimination and you all decided on the People's Choice Leguizamarama Award.
I'm almost positive we've done this is how we've done a People's Choice and a Leguizamarama twice. Like, I'm almost positive we've done both in the past.
Okay. You're probably right. We can listen back, but do you want to?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to start with the People's Choice Award. This is the Leguizamarama.
Think of this as the gold Logie.
Yeah.
Most popular.
Hunge. So this was all done, like I said, over on our Instagram, at Mish and Zach.
And I'll say I haven't been on Instagram much the last couple of days, so I haven't seen this. So this will be brand new news to me.
So I selected a bunch of his things that were his most popular, most enjoyable, bit of fun, and via process of elimination – We have a final four nominees and a winner.
Wow.
So thank you to everyone who voted over on the @missionzach Instagram page. So this is the People's Choice Leguizamo Rama Rama Award. Which is the most Leguizamo-y? And we have four nominees. We have Critical Thinking.
Mm.
Do you want to go shoom?
No.
Okay. We've got Summer of Sam, The Menu, and Papa John's Pizza Commercial, Papa Bites. And we have a clear winner. This is like a clear front runner. No shit. And the winner of the People's Choice Leguizamo Rama Rama Most Leguizamo-y Award goes to The Menu.
The Menu could not accept this award. So in their place is a fancy British lady.
Oh, hello.
Fancy.
Hello.
Yeah.
So a little bit more like this. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It's been so nice to be here tonight. Mission Zach, you've been wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. And The Menu's a phenomenal film. It's really lovely. Got the And Bill, which we love. Very Leguizamo-y. What else is quite Leguizamo-y about The Menu?
Yes, very good question. I think the thing I like most about The Menu is the humorous way it pokes fun at new money.
But would you say that that's quite Leguizamo-y? Because we're talking about Leguizamo within the film.
Yes, it's fun. It's a fun movie. It's film. Yes, I enjoyed it very much. I wasn't expecting to be asked any questions. I must be honest with you. So I'm sort of both trying to answer your question and find the accent at the same time.
I feel the same way. Yes. When you first asked me to do an accent, as someone who's not good, I'm just not good at doing accents, I was so nervous because I thought I'd fuck this up. Yes. And I think I quite have. To be honest with you.
You've done a wonderful job.
I don't think it's that very good.
Not at all. You know, all you have to do is say rim sometimes.
Rim?
They love to say rim. A house yogurt has a lot of rims. And if you say rim, you're there. You know, you're really there.
Rim.
You're halfway there. And then you say that. And then you say rim. And then you're that.
I find yogurt helps because it's so British to say yogurt instead of yogurt. Like. Yes. Yogurt is the way I get there. But often when I'm trying to do a British accent, I start off thinking of the Spice Girls. And then that helps me.
But that's more of an estuary sort of accent.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah. And then I think of Emma Thompson. But Emma Thompson's a little bit more like this.
No, well, that's absolutely.
So Emma Thompson's a little bit more up like this.
Oh, no, that's a fantastic accent. If you want to go for posh, I'd go for Emma Thompson over Spice Girls.
Well, that's exactly right. But I find it often hard to get into Emma Thompson without first going to the Spice Girls.
Do your Emma Thompson again.
A little bit more up like this.
Yes, it's good. I think you should just commit to that.
Okay.
And then you've got a very posh British accent.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, then I'll just have to start thinking a bit more like Emma Thompson. And
yes, it's good. That's fantastic.
Thanks so much.
Anyway. And then I'm just going to say rum a few more times and then I'm there.
Thank you so much to those two posh cunts. Thank you, posh
cunts. Wow. As we come to the end of the night, we have one last award.
Yeah, this is the big. This is the most important one. You might think it would have been the People's Choice, but it's not. We're thinking.
No, I don't. No, it's never the People's Choice. People's Choice is like we'll give the people a choice, but now it's the real medal.
And this one wasn't easy.
No.
The Academy thought long and hard.
Yeah.
But we're happy with our choice, whatever.
Yeah.
So to present this final award, it's the hosts of Leguizamo Rama, the reason we're all here tonight. And it's Mission Zach from Mission Zach's Leguizamo Rama and Recaps with Mission Zach back in 2017.
Thank you so much. When we first started Mission Zach's Leguizamo Rama 3 years ago, we didn't know the cultural impact it would have.
We also weren't aware of exactly how long this podcast would take to complete.
We didn't really work that out. I don't think we were aware of how many shows he had done.
It's the television shows that really fucked us in the ass, to be completely honest.
Mission Zach's Leguizamo Rama is so much more than this award ceremony. We do a weekly podcast about John Leguizamo. We also do a lot of work with various charities in the greater Los Angeles area. For the last 3 years, we have been hiring people to help us be better, be smarter and we have increased our membership from 1 to 2. But that's enough about the Hollywood Foreign Press.
My headphones have just gotten real fuzzy all of a sudden.
No, it's raining outside.
Oh, is that what that is?
It's raining. It's pouring.
Oh, cool. All right.
I was doing. Did you get that vibe? That was like a Hollywood Foreign Press Association joke.
Yeah, I got the vibe. I understood. Yeah. So this is the Mission Zach's Leguizamarama Award. So this is what Mission Zach have deemed to be the most Leguizamawi of the Leguizamarama.
It's the big one.
The big boy. This is the big boy.
This is the big boy. Because remember, this is why I'm saying this. Remember we did it every time and then at the end we were going to pit them all against each other. Do you have any memory of this? We've nominated the most Leguizamo-y of anything that got 5 Leguistamos.
Mm-hmm.
We've nominated the most Leguizamo-y one and then we're going to pit them all against each other at the end of this process and so that there is the most Leguizamo-y movie of them all.
I remember.
Yeah.
I'm on board for this. Why do you keep stopping as if I'm not?
I don't know. I feel like because I pushed for this. I need a little bit of behind the scenes. Mish did all the work. She got here and then I was like, I think we should do a final one like this. And I'm just regretting my, you know when you push for something and then you're like, did I make the right choice? But I feel good about this.
This is also, I should just say, we do have one final award after this. It's a surprise.
Oh, do we? Oh.
The nominees are for the Mission Zach's Leguizamarama Most Leguizamawi Award. The nominees are Summer of Sam.
Oh, wow.
Critical Thinking.
Yeah.
The Power Season 1, Episode 5 specifically. Violent Night and The Menu. We thought a lot about it. I was really on board for The Power Season 1, Episode 5.
Which is a great episode.
Such a good episode. Which is obviously where he got a bit drunk, went for a swim, had a fight with Toni Collette. Phenomenal legs work. Right? But then we've also got Summer of Sam, which is classic legs, right? And also what we recently discovered to be John Leguizamo's favourite film. What he would probably give his Leguizamarama Rama Award.
I slept through an hour of it, but that wasn't the film.
We've also had chats about maybe rewatching it again.
Because, so I can watch it, yeah.
But then if he gets Summer of Sam, I get Whispers in the Dark.
Which I'd be very happy to rewatch.
Which I'm keen for. And then you got Critical Thinking, which obviously he directed. It was massive for him. He was promoting it, like promoting the tits off it. Then we've got Violent Night, which was just like came right at the end of a phenomenal legs year. And then we've got The Menu for all the reasons that the people chose The Menu. And the winner for us is... Can you insert a drum roll here, Tom?
Tom, thank you.
Violent Night! Thank you so much.
Accepting the award for Violent Night is...
Faye Dunaway.
I told you no impressions.
Accepting the award tonight is Zachary Thomas Ruane. But Zachary Thomas Ruane as if this award is for him.
Oh, wow. Wow. Thank you. Okay. I didn't even know I was eligible for this award because I'm not a movie
It's not for you.
But this is so amazing. I can't believe. What is this for?
For the Mission Zach's Leguizamarama Rama Award.
Well, I would have thought this went to Violent Night or something, but that's really touching. Thank you, Mish, obviously. I know you would have put the word in for me. Goodness, yeah, thank you to my agent. Thank you to everyone. This is really touching and lovely. Thank you so much.
No worries. I guess like at this point, it's the end of the night. Mission Zach hosting here. Hello. Thank you to everyone who's listened to the last 50 episodes of our podcast. That is so much of us just rambling bullshit. Rambling bullshit. I've had lots of fun this year. We've watched some really good shit. Some real shit good. But no, thank you so much for listening. We hope you stick around for the next fucking 50 because there's still at least 50 to go. Please let us know any series you'd like us to watch over the next 50 eps. And I'm just going to close this off with one final award.
Oh, wow. What a twist. I don't know anything about this award.
And this final award is How Do You Even Put Up With That? It's the award for the best sound
and editor of Mission Zach's Leguizamo Rama.
Ah, that's good.
There's only one nominee and one rightful winner.
Wow. I used to do it.
Not in the last 50 eps, you haven't.
Okay.
And that award goes to Tom Armstrong, who can actually accept the award. So, Tom, can you please
take us out
with your acceptance speech over the top of some really nice award music. But please give us your full acceptance speech for the how do you even put up with that award?
Wow. I honestly had no idea that this was coming. I haven't even written a speech, so I'm just going to speak from the heart. Thank you so much to Mish and to Zach. Editing Mish and Zach's Leguizamo Rama has been one of the great, true highlights of my life. One of my great endeavours and work that I'll remember and be remembered for forever. I'd like to thank you for having me on. And paying me with your little advertising money that you get. I really appreciate it that it comes to me, and I love you guys. And let's hope this never ends.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.